Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Tuesday, March 8th, day 2 of 9/11 on trial. You're watching Wing TV, and I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. As Lisa said, this is day 2 of our 9/11 on trial televised broadcast. This is history in the making. It's going to be archived every single day, so if you go to the Wing TV homepage, click onto the 9/11 on trial link. There you'll see every single broadcast that we do, and we'll archive it and update it every single day. Tell everybody you know about it. This is quite possibly the thing that will bring the government down. Today, Lisa is going to give the opening statement.
Right, and now we will join the proceedings with His Honor Judge Alan Kirkpatrick.
Please be seated. Court is now in session. Today we will continue with the people's case against the United States federal government in regard to the events of September 11th, 2001 at the World Trade Center Towers in New York City. Let us proceed with the opening statement by Lisa Giuliani of Wing TV.
Thank you, Your Honor. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, what if you discovered that it was impossible for the World Trade Center towers to have collapsed the way the government said they did, and that there was 0% chance that their official version of events was true? How would this news affect your view of what happened that day, and particularly your elected leaders who supposedly have your best interests in mind? Before answering, take a moment and return to the morning of September 11, 2001, when you first heard that the Twin Towers had been struck by jetliners. Do you remember people jumping hundreds of feet to their deaths? Television screens repeatedly flashing the words terror alert, the screams, panic, flames, smoke, and ultimately the towers collapsing into their own footprint? Step back to that fateful day when you heard reports that New York City was ordering 10,000 body bags, when you saw pictures of rescue workers cradling dead babies in their arms, and the look of horror on people's faces as they fled down the panicked streets of Manhattan. With these thoughts bouncing through your mind, let me ask you a question. Considering the trauma created by this horrendous event, do you think we as American citizens deserve to know the 100% absolute truth about what took place that day? Not just half-truths, misinformation, and obfuscation, but the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? This isn't asking too much, is it? Think about it. On the morning of 9/11, we were attacked, we were betrayed, and nearly 3,000 of our fellow Americans were murdered in cold blood. Now, if there was even 1% chance that the government's official version of events was inaccurate or false, shouldn't we be doing everything humanly possible to discover what the truth really is? Furthermore, can't we even go so far as to say that it's our obligation to find out what actually happened that day? I mean, if the search for truth and justice in regard to 9/11 doesn't matter to us, what in God's name does? In this light, our biggest dilemma remains, does the truth matter to us? This question is crucial because during the course of this trial, we will prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the United States government's official version of events in regard to how the World Trade Centers collapsed was an absolute, undeniable lie. To do so, we will chip away at, erode, and ultimately destroy their cover story in a very methodical, chronological way. As we build to a crescendo, we'll reach a point where the preponderance of evidence is so overwhelming against the official version of events that you'll realize that the truth is even more horrifying than what we were led to believe happened on 9/11. And what, you may wonder, is the truth? What actually did happen on the morning of 9/11? We will show that the Twin Towers did not collapse due to burning jet fuel, which resulted from the impact of two jetliners crashing into them. Instead, the World Trade Center towers, along with World Trade Center No. 7, were deliberately destroyed in controlled demolitions that have been planned and prepared far in advance of 9/11. Considering the trauma induced by 9/11, I realize that any deviation from the official story will be met with a great deal of resistance in certain circles, despite the many polls which state that Americans are very skeptical of this very same official story. Some will undoubtedly even say, why complicate matters with a conspiracy theory? But as you'll see, we absolutely will not utilize theories of any kind in the prosecution of this trial. And in all honesty, it would be real easy for us to do so for the government's story has more holes in it than a huge block of Swiss cheese. But rather than rely on theory, we are going to do something that horrifies the federal government. We're going to show, using scientific proof, physics, mathematical formulas, the laws of nature, and expert testimony, that it was physically impossible for the towers to fall in accordance with their official version of events. Physically impossible. And by the time we conclude our presentation of evidence in this case, you too will not be able to deny this preponderance of evidence. To close, let's return once again to a question I asked earlier. Does the truth matter to us, especially in relation to 9/11, an event that traumatized and impacted this nation more than any other event in history? If the truth does matter, then listen very carefully to what our upcoming witnesses have to say. As you do so, we guarantee that your eyes will be open to something we've seen far too little of from our government: the truth. Thank you.